Welcome to Watchfire Music's Theater of the Imagination. We recommend a pair of good headphones and your favorite easy chair, where you can sit back, close your eyes, and immerse yourself in all three series of this podcast: Scattershot Symphony, Having a Talk with God, and Rosemary and Thyme, the podcast musical. And now, let us begin. Welcome to Scattershot Symphony, the music of Peter Link. That's me. People ask me, why symphony? You're not a classical composer. Well, Wikipedia defines symphony as an extended musical composition most often written by composers for orchestra, often presented in several movements. And so, I bring you the music of a lifetime of composition, often presented in several movements. That's the nature of these podcasts, a scattershot look at a lifetime of music from a variety of genres: pop, rock, R&B, reggae, gospel, musical theater, funk, inspirational, and whatever. Basically, the music we all grew up on. All from the labyrinthine mind of composer Peter Link. That's me. So, strap on them headphones. We're 90% music with just a smattering of commentary. And for God's sakes, turn it up! Hey, this week being the second episode of this podcast series, I prefer to let the music do the talking. However, if you need to know more about me, please visit wikipedia.com, Peter Link. Okay, let's go. Today, we address the world we live in, its problems, and some real solutions. These are songs performed by some of my favorite artists, all written, produced, and orchestrated by yours truly, except when duly noted. The first, Who Will Heal the World?, performed by Jenny Burton. We begin with a song that has often been the closer. This song has been performed all over the world, most often by Jenny, but also at a World Women's Conference in China's Tiananmen Square for over 2 million people. It was also performed most often as the closer for the award-winning Jenny Burton Experience, a 10-voice gospel-based group that ran for over 10 years in New York City and was the first gospel group to headline in Atlantic City at Resorts International. So we begin with what I feel is the solution to all the world's many problems: the necessity for every man and woman to individually step up and do whatever they can do to raise their own consciousness. The hour has come. Let's not waste a moment. Who Will Heal the World? Jenny Burton and the Jenny Burton Experience.
Lie upon your tongues. Tell me all about it. What questions lie upon your tongues? Who will heal the world? Who will save the children? Who will cleanse the waters of the earth?
broken-hearted, build the families, give back the dignity that's now been taken away. Who will heal the world? Who will bridge the waters? Who will break the barriers between men? Now you know the end. Into the wilderness, here I am. Send me, here am I. Send me, here I am. Who will heal the world? Who will end the famine? Who is there to multiply? But the hour belongs to you. Yeah.
Send me up to the mountaintop. Send me into the valley below. Send me out to the wilderness. Yes, here I am.
Send me into the prison yard.
I have lived through two pandemics. The first one was the AIDS pandemic. In the first one, I lost more than 100 friends. During the beginning of that one, I was working constantly as a Broadway composer in the theater, and I watched as talent after talent passed from the scene. Actors, directors, designers, dancers, and musicians. At the time, I was asked to write a song for an AIDS benefit. Needing a particular point of view, I met for lunch with 10 men who were all in various stages of the disease. We discussed their trials and tribulations, their fears and disappointments. It was two of the saddest hours of my life to sit with them and hear their tales of woe. One of them, the worst off, was only able to get one sentence out in a rough whisper. I had to ask him to repeat it because I sat across the table from him and couldn't quite hear him. He looked me dead in the eye and begged, "I want my life back." I had my point of view for the song. None of the 10 survived. I want my life back. The Jenny Burton Experience.
To get back in the day.
This next song was performed brilliantly by Julia Wade, who starred in my Is Anybody Listening concert that premiered four nights in New York City's Sheen Center and now can be found in video on YouTube. When Harvey Weinstein almost single-handedly raised the world's consciousness in the Me Too movement against the sexual abuse of women, I decided to address the problem from the point of view that I believe is at the root of the problem. That is, the inherited but totally confused belief that has been passed down throughout the centuries, from parent to child. How Are We Raising Our Sons? Performed by Julia Wade and the women of the cast of Is Anybody Listening?
How can any man
take just whatever he wants?
and so disrespectful.
So disrespectful.
Casting stones and following me home. Sadly, I ask you, why must we bend to you? What have we done to deserve? No, the fault is not ours. You are the one. Mothers and fathers, look to yourselves.
Look to yourselves.
How are we raising our sons? How are we raising?
Racism. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. From the preamble to the Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. We? Who is this we? That's you and me. That's what we are taught by our forefathers, by the Bible, by all the great truths that we all supposedly believe in. All men are created equal. All men means mankind. Where did we fall away from this unalienable right? Once again, the lie has been handed down through the centuries, yet the definition of unalienable is not capable of being taken away or denied. This is a complete contradiction. If it's not capable of being taken away or denied, then what happened? Racism is a living mistake, and yet it goes on and on. The song, South Africa, speaks to the nobility of the African, the plight of the black man and woman, the confusion of a misplaced nation. Ah, there I see upon Kilimanjaro the souls of our forefathers standing before us. The memories of Medgar and Malcolm and Martin run deep in our blood. The fires of apartheid still burn through the tears, screaming, power to the people, power to the people. Amandla, Awetu, power to the people. South Africa, performed by Jenny Burton and the cast of Is Anybody Listening?
Never, never, that never again shall it be that this beautiful land will again experience the oppression of one by another.
From the Serengeti, we feel the vibrations and look to South Africa. We look to South Africa. We come from Zimbabwe. We come from the streets of Harlem. We come from a new age. We know where the times have gone, so we go where the lights are drawn.
We come from Botswana.
We come from a deep frustration.
We come from Atlanta.
And we look.
We look to South Africa.
Yes, we look.
We look to South Africa.
Ah, there I see the great Serengeti, the hope of our ancestors standing before me. I see in ancient steel mountains and shining blue waters the strength of Mandela. The shanties of Cape Town, the voices of children sing, power to the people.
Amandla awaits you.
Power to the people.
Amandla
power to the
awaits
people.
You.
We
come from Uganda.
We come
from the Nassau State.
We come
from South Central.
Yes. And we look
to South Africa.
Yes, we look.
We look to South Africa.
And now we look to the plains of Victoria to show us the way. As the straw shows the way of the wind. For there in the moon of South Africa lies a measure of truth. The writing is there on the wall, where it always has been. Edgar and Malcolm and Martin are on deep in our love. The fires of apartheid still burn to the tears, screaming power to the people.
Amandla awaits you.
Power to the people.
Amandla
power to the
awaits
people.
You.
We come from Soweto.
We come
from the Zulu Nation. We come from the ghetto.
And now we are here.
We look to South Africa.
We feel the vibrations and look to
So what are we going to do about it? You got to know by now that this racism stuff is a cataclysmic mistake. So we better get going. Please consider the wisdom of Miss Kat Russell. Here's a major problem that has gotten almost lost in the shuffle of Me Too, the environment, the pandemic, immigration, politics, and government. And yet, it could be the biggest problem that we all face down the line into the future. Where there is no water, there is no life. And all the water there will be already is. Performed beautifully by Freedom Bremner, Brian Colaiazzo, and Jonathan Singletary from the cast of Is Anybody Listening? Water. Hey, yeah.
water, life-giving water.
By the time we all got to the presidential election of 2016, I believe a lot of people were pretty fed up with the polarization of government going on in our nation's capital. So they voted for the man who represented a dramatic change in our government. Not necessarily for the man, but for the change. Well, we got the man, and we got the change. But did we get what we really wanted? This song was written and recorded a decade or so before 2016. I'll leave it up to you to decide if it still applies today. Put on your seatbelts. The Jenny Burton Experience. Tear down the house.
Yeah. a travesty. Huh.
Ashes to ashes and dust to dust.
What have we done in the name of love?
Designer of catastrophe, the last to survive. Fire is our symbol, our medium is rust. So ashes to ashes and dust to dust.
The word on the streets is
demolition.
It's a wrecking ball party. It's a
holy mission.
So flat, flat, level, level.
Bring it to the ground.
Let's take a moment now and talk about peace. I'm speaking with Julia Wade today, who happens to be, among many other things, the best-selling recording artist of our label, Watchfire Music, and the singer and co-lyricist with me on this next song. Hi, Julia. Welcome.
Nice to see you, Pete.
I invited you here today to talk about peace in the world. But you know, we don't do much talking on this podcast, so I guess you got to keep it a little short.
That's too bad.
Yeah, well...
I could write a book about peace.
I know. Remember, we worked on this lyric together.
I'll keep it short.
Okay, then. What's this song all about?
Children.
Well, why children? What do they have to do with peace?
They have so much to teach us by their innocence and their resilience, even in the face of the most horrific situations.
Okay, tell the story.
A little girl in Uganda, after surviving the horrors of war, when asked by a documentary filmmaker what she most wanted in life, answered, "I want to know what peace looks like." When I heard her say that, literally fell off my chair, and then got up off the floor with the resolve to help her find it. I found it in the faces of these children. I want to know what peace looks like.
Looks like,
the girl of Uganda said.
War, but now she's stepping through a door that takes her far from home. I want to know what peace looks like.
I want to know what peace looks like.
The boy of the Sudan said.
Mother's heat as she wraps me in her arms.
I want to know what peace.
That's what children do. And if they
saying goes, home is where the heart is. But if you have no home, then where is the heart? Consider the immigrant. Too often we consider immigrants to be dirt poor people lost in the ocean on crowded rafts. But immigrants run the whole gamut of cultures, customs, and classes. Basically, they're just people looking for a better home than the one they just left. And the reasons for leaving are as variable as the people themselves. In this next song, I imagined, I envisioned, and then I lived the journey of an elegant man who has a nice family business and a nice family, until the changing politics of his country's leadership made it impossible for him to stay. So, he sets out to start his life over again, in search of a home for his heart. On my way home.
These dirty clothes, look at these worn out shoes. Ah, yes, I'm one of those. Just look at this face, look at this face, look at these filthy clothes, look at these worn out shoes. I come to you by land, by sea. On foot I come, by raft I come, a refugee. I seek your asylum, a cup of your kindness. I come from a place of nothing but blindness. I run for my life, a flight into exile, a fugitive from the heart of darkness. I locked in life, yes, a refugee. My future so far unknown. I live in a chaos that spans the world. I look to find my family. I search to find the man I used to be. I know so well this road of desperation. I carry what little hope that's left in my frail imagination. And I carry my past life in this pack upon my back. I carry my past life in a sinner's sack. With all that I've worked for gone, and all that I've fought for gone. God, and all that I've lived for gone. Here I am, a man of no place, lost out here in space. But on my way home, so sad what this life can bring. Look at these wasted hands, these hands that have built such things. And look at this heart, this heart of a worthwhile man. Look at this broken heart. I offer you a man of dignity, a fruitful life I've lived, but now a refugee. I seek your asylum, I seek your compliance. I make you renounce your thoughts of defiance. What I've left behind, a life of such promise, a family with its long tradition. But along the way, yes, I've let them go. My future so far unknown. To live now in peace is my only need. Each night before I sleep I ask, what wrong I must have done that brought me here. The answer to this question, I carry this damning pain of guilt like a rancorous obsession. And so I run from this past life, yeah, from one to the next, confused and disheartened, so perplexed. And all that I've loved now gone, and all of my dreams now gone, my life as I knew it gone. Here I am, a man of no place, lost out here in space, but on my way home. Stay alive.
Oh, yeah.
Trying my best to survive while I'm on my way home.
I know.
I'm going home, looking for a new home.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I'm on my way home.
I will always remember a moment standing on stage outdoors as the sun set at the foot of the Washington Monument, playing to over 250,000 people at a peace rally. To my left stood Jenny Burton singing her heart out, and to the left of her stood one of my heroes, folk legend Pete Seeger, thrown on some harmonies. So it seems only fitting that decades later, Jenny and I were to take a shot at Pete's classic song, Turn, 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 popularized by the Byrds way back then. We rearranged and re-recorded it as a gospel song. Why is a classic a classic? Because it lives through the centuries and always makes its point, no matter what the decade. Turn, 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 lyrics from Ecclesiastes, has not just weathered the 20th century, but its lyrics have been around in variations for centuries. I think it's a song about patience, which is one quality desperately needed in our world today. Who knew, way back then, that the three of us would stand on stage together again? Jenny Burton, with a Pete on either side of her. Turn, Turn, Turn.
Peace. everything turn. There is a season turn.
Speaking of classic statements, here's another that will live on down the centuries. Bob Dylan's The Times They Are A-Changin'. Yet another gospelization of a tried and true folk song produced, arranged, and recorded by Jenny and me. In the new normal, let's face it, we'll never get back to the way it was. The change and changes will come, and we'll just all have to ride the wave. So come, mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you don't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please, get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand. For the times, they are a-changing. The Jenny Burton Experience.
Accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changin'.
Oh, come sit down.
For today, no more has to be said on this subject than the lyrics of this next song, adapted from 2 Corinthians and Ephesians. Julia Wade, Live in Peace. Scattershot Symphony, the second movement. Next, today's offerings presented some pretty serious issues and demand of each of us deep consideration. In first, fixing our own lives and lifting our consciousness to a higher level. For me, it ain't been much fun to watch our world struggle. We certainly have our work cut out for us in the days ahead. But hey, we also gotta live. Love, laugh, and be happy. So come back and join us again for the third episode of Scattershot Symphony, entitled Just for Laughs, a sometimes goofy, sometimes wacky look at the brighter side of life. We promise lots of smiles, a few giggles, and even some outright guffaws. Coming soon. Also, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. And to keep abreast of the latest episode, you can subscribe to Scattershot Symphony from your podcast app of choice. Thank you for the great songs, Bob Dylan, Pete Seeger, and our wondrous vocal arrangers, Margaret Dorn and Danny Madden. Vocalists from the Jenny Burton Experience, Margaret Dorn, Brannis McKenzie, Stephanie James, Andrika Hall, Chrissy Faith, Steve Abrams, Isaac Clemen, Keith Fluitt, Lawrence Hamilton, John James, Billy Cliff. From the cast of Is Anybody Listening, Freedom Bremner, Brian Colliazzo, Jonathan Singletary, Tanisha Gary, L. Green, Solange Pratt, and Fraser Thomas. Additional voices, Kevin Osborne, Angela Clemens, Venice Thomas, Daryl Tukes, Jillian Armsbury, Audrey Wheeler, and Nikki Richards. Thank you all. And thanks to Watchfire Music, Nathan Bergdorf, and the entire staff for all your work in producing and promoting this podcast. A very special thanks also to Stuart Barefoot, our associate producer, for all your invaluable knowledge and great vibes. And lastly, a posthumous thanks to Ludwig von Beethoven for your opening four bars.
This podcast is presented with loving care by the staff at Watchfire Music. If you liked what you heard, we got lots more where that came from. In the meantime, you can find the songs you just heard on watchfiremusic.com/podcast. There, you can purchase the singles or albums and have access to all the lyrics. Also, there you will find all previous podcasts and future scheduling. If you just became a Scattershot fan, tell your friends and stay tuned.
Did you enjoy this episode? If so, check out the show notes and follow the link to subscribe to Theater of the Imagination. There, you can unlock access to its treasure chest of inspirational entertainment and a world of exciting creativity.